teaching the I generation. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Rapid technological change and media saturation have been constants for people born in the 1990s and in this decade. These young people are the subject of the upcoming book, Rewired, Understanding the I Generation and the Way They Learn. Author Larry Rosen, a California State University psychology professor, says the I generation spends more time texting than talking on the phone, watches less TV, and expects instant responses from people they communicate with.
If you're going to try to teach them, then you have to recognize that the tools that you're using right now are just going to bore them to death. And that what you need to do is to find existing tools, of which there are a lot, by the way, that tap into their love of electronic communication, that tap into their love of creativity. This generation is the most creative ever. They make their own videos. They make their own audios. So the idea behind education is, well, we're still educating our kids by standing up in front of a blackboard or even a whiteboard if we think we're really cool, and we are lecturing them, and we are not using the tools that they want. It's very funny. I'm giving an exam right now, and my students are being proctored. And several of my youngest students said, hey, look, do you mind if we wear our iPods with the earbuds in while we take the exam? And I said, I don't have a problem with that. Do you think it will help you? And they to a person, said, oh, yes, we do much better if we've got music on.
The faster technology changes, the less meaningful these generational distinctions become. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's an excellent statement, and I think pretty soon we're going to have to stop talking about generations, because how can you talk about a generation that lasts 10 years, 5 years, 8 years, whatever? That isn't really a generation.
As a professor, what are the sort of the positive and negative things that you've seen as a result of technology and media saturation in this generation of students compared to previous generations?
I think on a lot of levels, they're totally different. They multitask like crazy. Even during class, it's very difficult for any of my younger students to sit still and listen. They have to be texting. They literally get their hands start to shake, and I can see them pull at their phone. Like, it's in their purse or in their pocket, and they're pulling at it. Like, I can't wait till I can check this text that just vibrated. Oftentimes, I have students who wear earbuds when I lecture, and I will ask them, did you hear what I just said? And they can often repeat it back verbatim.
How well are these kind of changes that you see understood by the average college instructor or high school instructor?
I mean, on some level, I don't understand it. I mean, I'm still amazed that my students can text in class and can pay attention. And I know colleagues, high school teachers and college professors who won't let their students text in class. And I think that's a major mistake, because then what the kids do is they text from their pocket. And there's a lot of research that shows that about half of teenagers can text blindfolded. So you're not really stopping them. You're just making them do it surreptitiously.
Really? You've seen kids surreptitiously text from their... That's just weird to me.
The research shows that 42% of teenagers claim that they can text blindfolded. And I've asked pretty much every teenager I study, I ask, show me how you text blindfolded, and they can do it.
Larry Rosen is psychology professor at Cal State Dominguez Hills and author of the upcoming book, Rewired, Understanding the I Generation and the Way They Learn. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.